Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Well, hey, welcome back to this old camp house at Kender Outdoors. We're sure glad you're here with us. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care very gently over time settles the overactive dog. A lot of people having a lot of success with Calming Care. Learn more about it when you visit me at Kender Outdoors and get a $5 off coupon as well. You know, when you get into July and August and even into September here in Texas, it just is, boy, it's so hot you don't feel like doing anything. You certainly don't feel like mowing the grass or working outside. But you know what? If you're hunting, the weather gets a little more tolerable, and there are some great hunting opportunities this time of year. Hogs come to mind. My friend Jeff Scott is an avid hog hunter. He's one of the archery pros at Cinnamon Creek Archery, just north of Fort Worth, Texas. And he's in the field more than 100 days per year, chasing pigs with his bow. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the thrill of hunting pigs with a stick and a string. Lewis Rather is here as well. Lewis served as a Texas game warden for more than three decades, and now he serves the U.S. and Canada as the head man with International Wildlife Crime Stoppers. Ever heard of them? They do really important work. Lewis will lay it all out for us a little later. So, make yourself at home. We're sure glad you're in camp with us today at Kender Outdoors. Hey, I want to jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line right now and head straight to the DSC offices where Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, Corey Mason, is standing by. Welcome back, Corey.
Thanks for having me, Billy. It's always good to be with you.
You bet. Major announcement the other day from DSC that the 2021 Convention and Expo is going to be pushed back a few days. Still planning full steam ahead for this huge conservation event, but a date change, and I'm guessing that that's COVID-19 related.
You're exactly right, Billy. We were excited to make the announcement for the fact that, you know, really the hope that comes with it whenever we look at international travel restrictions, again, back to the point, it is 100% COVID-19 related, and the need to be able to accommodate our international guests and also give us some space as we move into 2021 to be able to implement whatever kind of restrictions will be required for the new year. And after talking to a number of exhibitors and their request to consider to do so, we were very fortunate that some space available came available to us. So we landed on February 11th through 14th.
Very good. Okay. And like I said, the planning is full steam ahead for Convention and Expo 2021. And hey, I'm along with the rest of the world praying for a vaccine between now and then that just puts this thing down and moves us right along and kind of where we were before. That'd be great. Corey, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and we'll stay on top of it.
I appreciate that, Billy. Thank you.
Forta Flora from my trusted friends at Purina is a canine probiotic that has worked 100% of the time that I've used it on every dog that I've used it with. It stops GI upset. Forta Flora. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Americans are buying guns. NICS, that's the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Background checks for gun buyers. In June, the numbers were just nearly off the chart. The highest figure ever recorded in June, and the second highest on record since instant background checks began more than 20 years ago. The June 2020 NICS figure from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, 2,177,586. That's an increase of 135.7% compared to June a year ago. People are watching the news and then going to the gun store. I know that right now, our Second Amendment is as crucial and important as at any other point in our history as a nation. Along with that new gun, though, make sure you get a good dose of continuing education and practice. How about these guys from Iowa's Riceville High School, Lawson Losey and Cooper Tweedy? They brought in a 3-bass limit to the scale last Saturday that weighed 11 pounds, 2 ounces, and won the 2020 FLW High School Fishing National Championship on the Mississippi River in Stoddard, Wisconsin. 312 high school teams from 39 states. Second place went to Trey McKinney and Zachary Martin out of Carbondale, Illinois, representing the Illinois Student Angler Federation. Third place, Lakvata Public School, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Jace Anderson and Braden Harcrow. If these spring numbers hold up in Idaho, the mule deer and elk numbers this fall ought to be mighty good. Winter survival estimates for both mule deer and elk are above average. 63% of the radio-collared mule deer fawns and 73% of the elk calves survived the winter in Idaho, which was relatively mild. Still to come, Lewis Rather, head of the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers Organization, is going to talk to us.
Good morning. I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Snodgrass from the United States Air Force. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization, with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC, the hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot, and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Hey, you need to have this telephone number handy. It's 1-877-820-BBKO. If you ever need anything from me, there's my number, 1-877-820-2256. This is Kinder Outdoors. KinderOutdoors.com is the website. Kinder is spelled like kindergarten. I want to talk to a fellow named Dave Keefe now. He is the lead man at the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Dave, welcome to the show. COVID-19 has played havoc with every crack and crevice of life around the globe, changing, shifting, or outright canceling everybody's plans.
Yeah, unfortunately, it really has, and it's reached it really hard, too.
Yeah, it sure has. The Texas Trophy Hunters Association is a lot of things to a lot of people, but, boy, one of the biggest things are the extravaganza shows that you guys do every year. You do three of them every summer. And in Texas, that is the tailgate party. That is the kickoff to the fall hunting seasons that everybody looks forward to. And COVID-19 has swallowed up those extravaganzas this year. We're not going to be able to have them.
Yeah, and that is one of the most gut-wrenching and heartbreaking decisions I've ever been a part of. We tried so hard to find a solution where we could do something. But given the restrictions that we had and the different impacts on the economy, we just could not make it work. And it just as badly as we wanted to, we just couldn't find a way to get there.
You know, it's impossible for a lot of people to put together a convention type event in one location. You guys are trying to do it in three cities across the span of a month. I would have to walk away and say, you guys figure it out. I don't think there would have been any way for me to do that. And obviously, if you really smart people couldn't make it happen, then it just doesn't need to happen this year. Because we, number one, overall, got to look out for the safety of everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And that includes my team as well as our exhibitors and the potential attendees. And so that was always top of mind and first thing. And we felt like we could probably do that. But there's still a risk. You know, Dr. Fauci said today the best way to avoid COVID is to avoid crowds. And so, unfortunately, we're a crowd.
Yep, absolutely. There are still a lot of ways, though, to get your Texas Trophy Hunters Association fix. And number one, you ought to be a member of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association, even if you don't live in Texas, but you love white-tailed deer. You love to chase white-tailed deer. You need to keep up with what's happening with the trophy hunters. And I'm sure your membership is not only national, but international, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. So we do have members worldwide. The majority are in Texas. But certainly there are a lot of people around the world that know that the best hunting in the world is right here.
You bet. You can keep up with that through the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza or the extravaganzas in 2021. But the Texas Trophy Hunters
association with a membership this year, get the magazine, get the online permissions to check everything out. And you're going to really enjoy that as a whitetail hunter. But let's look at the rainbow that's a year away and the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. We're planning on three extravaganzas for next year, right?
Yes, absolutely. So all three of those are locked and loaded and ready to go in Houston, Fort Worth, and San Antonio again. So we'll hope that this virus is gone by then and we can get on with it because we are ready to do it. So.
Yes, we are. I'm going to miss it. I haven't missed one in, I think, 34, 35 years. And you guys haven't missed one in, what is it, Dave, 44 years?
44 years, exactly. 44. Oh. This would have been the 44th year. So.
My goodness, what a streak. But, hey, we'll be ready next year. We'll be twice as ready. I'll save my money that I was going to spend this year because I have fun doing that at the extravaganzas, and I'll have double money next year, Dave.
There you go. I know our exhibitors will be glad for that. So.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry for the shows, but we're looking forward to the future.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Billy.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Since 2012, Bassmaster magazine has released their annual rankings of the country's best bass fisheries. And it's out for this year, too. And it's a little different this year. Because of COVID-19, some of the normal data that's gathered by Bassmaster couldn't be gathered this year, like tournament info. A lot of those were canceled. So the formula in this year's top bass fisheries list is a little bit different than in the past. This year, Bassmaster was crunching numbers that have been gathered over the past 8 years. And those averages revealed a surprise at the top of the best bass lake of the decade. What do you think? Gunnersville? Toho? Sam Rayburn? No, no, and no. We're going to go to California for the number one lake. The best bass lake in the nation, says Bassmaster. California's Clear Lake. Professional angler Ish Monroe cut his bass fishing teeth on the Delta and Clear Lake in California. Just how good is California's Clear Lake? Listen to what Ish had to say.
You know, Clear Lake's probably the best fishery in the country. You know, it's open all year long, and I fished a tournament last year. I weighed 49 pounds and finished 62nd.
Oh, my word.
I mean, it's you get 25-pound bags, and you don't get checks, and that's 12 months out of the year on that place, and you can catch them any way you want to catch them.
How does California grow such big fish? What's the secret?
Well, you know, great part of the weather. You know, we've got a growing season that lasts all year long. We've got tons of bait fish. You know, Clear Lake is, they say it's North America's oldest natural lake, and they say it's somewhere around 10,000 years old, and it's got more crawdads in it than any other place in the country, and so the fish just have tons of crawdads to get fat on.
So Ish Monroe gives his stamp of approval to the Delta. He's going home, man. He's going back home.
Yeah, I'm
going
to hit the Delta and I'm hit Clear Lake. I mean, I can go throw a frog, you know, best way to catch them on both those places, and punch and match is what I love to do with the missile baits D-bomb.
Yeah. What's it do for a kid when we take them fishing?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you the smiles that it puts on their face, but yet alone my face. When I see a kid catching fish, it just puts the biggest smile because I know what it did for me. You know, I always say that fishing saved my life, and so I'm hoping a lot more parents take their kids out fishing because one day it could save their life too.
Professional angler Ish Monroe. Clear Lake has never topped the best bass lakes list until this year. Gunnersville in Alabama landed in the number two spot, with Lake Erie in third, Lake St. Clair and those legendary smallmouth in fourth place. Sacramento, San Joaquin Delta, the Delta in California, fifth. Toledo Bend, Louisiana-Texas border, sixth. Sam Rayburn in Texas, seventh. Falcon Lake on the Texas-Mexico border, eighth. Lake Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, nine. And Okeechobee, Florida, rounds out the top ten. Let's take a little break, and then we're going to get out of the boat and into that tree stand with Jeff Scott from Cinnamon Creek Archery, Texas. We're going to go on a pig hunt with our bows.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas. We know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. This is our camp house, and you're always welcome here. Bring a buddy with you if you want to. Bring the kids along. This is built just for you guys. We celebrate our heritage of hunting, fishing, the shooting sports, and know firsthand just how beneficial that time in the field or in the boat is with our kids, with our next generations. So important. Something else you can share with those next generations, or gift yourself with this cool new little book out by my friend Charlie Bing. It's called Fishing for Life, Insights for Living from a Jerk at the End of a Line. He just put this thing on the market, I don't know, maybe a month ago, month and a half ago. It's a pretty simple little read, part devotional, part fishing tales. Each chapter only, I don't know, 2 to 4 pages, something like that. These chapters are just about as long as my attention span. So, cool little book, Fishing for Life. If you want to learn more about it, come see me at Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care gentles that overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, the one that freaks out when the thunder rolls outside. That dog can benefit from Calming Care. Learn more at Kinder Outdoors. My friend Jeff Scott down at Cinnamon Creek Archery just north of Fort Worth, Texas. Man, he loves to hunt pigs with his bow. So when I wanted to talk about it a couple of years ago, I went directly to Jeff. Come on, let's go for a pig hunt. With Jeff Scott, a stick and a string.
Jeff, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, Billy, as always. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. I want to talk about broadheads today, and man, what a huge topic that is. And we're going to try to break it down just a little bit. What do you prefer in a fixed broadhead? 3-blade, 4-blade, 2-blade?
Right now, what I'm really preferring, of course, I grew up through shooting an old Thunderhead, you know, the NAP Thunderhead. I can't even tell you how many of those I probably flung into the woods that never hit an animal. But so I love those as a standard go-to fixed blade. But recently I've been using the Magnus has a new blade out called a Black Hornet. Now that's a 2-blade with a stinger. Flies much like a field tip, and I know I sound like a broadhead salesman at this point, but man, I have killed 39 pigs this year so far, and probably half of those have been with that Black Hornet.
Wow.
And I have seen some wicked holes, some great blood trails, and of course Magnus offers that lifetime warranty with their broadheads. So
yeah,
if you damage one in any way, which I have done, you can package it up, send it back to Magnus, and they'll send you a new one or a new whole pack, whatever you want, if you want to wait till all three of them are damaged or whatever. So
That I know of, there's not another broadhead company that offers that.
Wow, that's pretty big. Tell us specifically what you're using again.
Okay, so the Magnus Black Hornet. So that's a two-blade. Yeah. I believe it's an inch and a quarter cut with a stinger. And then it's you can't miss the packaging. It's yellow packaging, typical Magnus packaging. The broadhead itself is black. So if you go to the store, come here to Cinnamon Creek, wherever, you can't miss them.
And you say flies a lot like field tip. The broadheads that I've been practicing with lately are really moving on me. So I might follow your tips if I can't get a little closer to my field point.
There you go. We have them for you, and we'll just charge you double.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate you thinking of me as special, Jeff. Thank you so much. When will you use a mechanical head as opposed to a fixed head?
I prefer a mechanical head for pigs. I really do. And
that shocks me. That really surprises me.
I know. And so, you know, having said that, as many as I've killed this year, I'm doing a lot more pig hunting. If a deer happens to walk by, that's great. But, you know, that's really my target animal. And so that's in the quiver, you know, 95% of the time, or on the, you know, ready to fire 95% of the time. I have come across a great mechanical this year that I'd, if you have time to talk about. But,
share the info.
So mechanical-wise, Gravedigger, their hybrid cut-on-contact head is just wickedly awesome. And it's stainless. I have been shooting the 125-grain version, which I shoot 125s out of all my in the Stinger as well, but or in the Black Hornet, excuse me. But that head itself, you know, even if it doesn't, I've shot it every way possible. So even if it doesn't open, you've still got about a 1 1/8-inch cut, I believe, is what it is. But I've never not had one open on me. It does have some set screws to set the wing blades to it. So there's a little technicality there as far as learning what's the proper setting on that. But come into the store. Anybody that wants to check it out, come into the store, and we'll talk to you about that. But they are pretty much fail-proof. And like I said, I've shot them at all settings. I've shot them where I locked them wide open, and they fly just as true as they did, you know, when they were locked down. So a great head. You can buy all the replacement parts for them. Of course, the ferrule itself is stainless, so it's pretty tough. I have bent a couple. So the only thing I haven't bent so far is titanium. But stainless steel will bend. Of course, aluminum will bend. I would imagine titanium will bend also. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, but you will. If anyone will do that, Jeff, it'll be you. Tell me why you prefer a mechanical head on pigs. That really surprises me. I figured you'd be a fixed head guy all the way on pigs. Yeah. That's a tough shot, tough animal.
Yeah, I do prefer a fixed blade on pigs. It's just that lately, you know, we've gotten a bunch of these into the shop. Some people have been wanting me to try them, and so I tried them. And I'm really kind of hooked on them, and so it's kind of a mixed review on what I'll shoot. You know, it's kind of when I get up in the tree and pick one out of the quiver, you know, it's kind of a crap shoot. But most of the time I'll go to that to the Magnus. But on a mechanical head, now definitely this year for deer hunting, the Gravedigger will be on the shelf there. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So majority of the time, well, I guess all the time, you just want what works.
I do want what works. And, you know, I have a wall full of broadheads that work here at the shop. But, if you know, when a guy asks me, what would you do, you know, what would you, you know, shoot out of your setup, those are the two heads that I'm going to recommend every time.
Yeah. Hey, tell me about a practice target that I can get my broadheads back out of.
Okay. The Reinhardt, the 18-1, or the Reinhardt Warthog also. Okay. So very easy to pull, just as easy to pull as if you had shot a field tip into it.
Is that a layered target? How's that thing come back out of there?
No, it's pretty much a foam target. And so it's, I don't know what it's, you know, the exact makeup of it, but it's just as easy to pull, like I said, as if you shot a field tip into it.
If we could figure out the makeup of that, we could sell them and make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, we could. Yeah, we'd have Big Billy's targets.
Absolutely, we would. Billy and Jeff. We're going to come back a little later in the show and talk about pigs. But before we leave this segment, you said 125. Man, most folks that I know are killing their whitetails with 100 grain, killing everything with 100 grain. Broadheads. Why the 125, and is that as readily available when I'm on the road as a 100-grain broadhead?
It is as readily available, and the reason I shoot them. You know, if you're a kind of an archery nerd, which I don't really consider myself to be, but I'm becoming one. The more you read about archery and arrow flight and stuff like that, front of center is critical. And so anything that can help you get some weight on the front of that arrow is going to help you with penetration, arrow flight, lots of other items that come into play. But for me, it's all about getting arrow weight up and front of center up.
Yeah. When's the last time you fired a rifle at a critter?
How old am I? Let's see, 30 years maybe?
It's been a while. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about pigs a little bit later on. That can be a tough shot. That can be a shot gone wrong if you're not really good at shot placement and thinking about where you need to hit that pig. So stick around, Jeff.
Okay, I'll be here.
This is the Pig Man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
You might hunt the south pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Did you know Trigicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trigicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trigicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trigicon.com.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, and this is our camp house at Kinder Outdoors. I want to introduce you now to a friend of mine. His name is Lewis Rather, a longtime game warden here in Texas, but now works for all of us across the U.S. and Canada as the head of the IWC, the International Wildlife Crime Stoppers Organization. Lewis, welcome back.
Yes, sir, Billy. How are you been?
I'm doing well. You know, a lot of us are cooped up a lot more than we want to be these days, but that's okay. We can still reach out and visit with each other a little bit and kind of get caught up. And that's what I want to do today and introduce our audience to International Wildlife Crime Stoppers. Very unique work, very important work that you guys do. And a lot of people don't even know that you exist, Lewis.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate it, Bill. And technology is great. I'm glad we could have this phone call. But yes, sir, in 1997, it was created, actually, with seven states. You know, no state from Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, New York, and Texas, and Nebraska, and Georgia. And those states come together to try to create a different type of forum because people travel all over the country, as you know, to hunt and fish throughout the U.S. and Canada. So that's what it was created for, and we've been growing ever since.
Absolutely, you bet. And very important work that you guys do. We're all familiar with our local Crime Stoppers, Operation Game Thief, or whatever, where we might call a phone number in our own state and report a wildlife crime. But when that crime crosses international borders, things amplify, and boy, once upon a time, Bonnie and Clyde could run across the border and they'd be safe, but that's not true anymore, is it?
That's not true anymore, and, you know, our northern partners of the U.S., you know, especially throughout Maine and Montana, they work hand-in-hand with our game wardens and conservation officers in Canada, and that was the reason why we created International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, because of our brothers to the far north in Canada, because violations of poaching knows no state or country boundary, as you well know, and so we're chasing them wherever they happen.
You were a game warden for many years, and you've seen this on the battle lines. You've seen it right up front, and you know as well as anybody and better than most people that someone that shoots a white-tailed deer or an elk or a moose or a duck illegally from the side of the road or whatever, out of season or whatever, they're not hunters, Lewis. They're thieves.
Absolutely. I served 35 years, as you said, with Texas Parks and Wildlife as a game warden. I enjoyed every minute of it. Highly recommend it. But it does take a little personal effect on you, because if you're a sportsman at all, whether you're a canoeist, a bird watcher, a fisherman, a hunter, when somebody takes wildlife illegally, it affects two things. It affects the resource numbers. It also affects the biological data that's needed each year to determine season, bag limits, and what have you. So that affects a lot of different things. And then you personally feel affected and violated, because you're right, it's stealing from you, the citizens, and they are thieves. They're not hunters.
You betcha. That's hard-earned money that came from our pockets, that comes from our licensing to legally hunt fish, buy gasoline for our boats, buy a round of ammunition to go to the range. It all comes directly out of our pockets, and we appreciate your good work. I do want to tout your website a little bit, and as we visit, people can take a look at your website. Give us a website, Lewis, and talk to us a little bit about the changes you've made there.
Yes, sir. It's wildlifecrimestoppers.org, O-R-G. We've redone our entire website to reflect more of what is going on within the organization and more of what we're doing and offering all of our state and provincial members. You know, like you alluded to earlier, each state has a Crime Stoppers program. Canada's provincial governments have their own Crime Stoppers programs, and all of those are now members of International Wildlife Crime Stoppers. So on our website, you're going to see several different things that are new. For one, you're going to see our new membership level that we started at $20 a year to be a bronze member and goes all the way up to $100 for a super sport game and fish clubs and the educational institutions. We have a lot of colleges and universities that have conservation programs in their curriculum, and they have become members as well. And so we're trying to get that word out as well because, as you know, your support for any organization comes with the constituency that you serve. And that's what we're doing and trying the best to grow our organization so we can do more for game wardens, for wildlife conservation, and for the general public.
International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, is that just U.S. and Canada? Does Mexico participate? Are there other countries involved?
Right now, it's U.S. and Canada. We've reached out to the representatives in Mexico. I haven't heard anything back yet, but I think that'll probably be coming. As you know, Ducks Unlimited has a big presence in Mexico as well. So eventually, we will certainly be doing that because there's a lot of hunting that takes place down there, and there's a lot of things that need to be looked at and addressed. But right now, we are focusing on the U.S. and Canada, and it's kind of got our hands full right now. And one of the big things with Wildlife Crime Stoppers is our R3 initiative. Billy, I can't stress this enough, recruiting and retaining and getting reactivating our folks back to the wild. That's both our youth and our adults, to get them back into the outdoors and see what nature has to offer them.
Absolutely. You bet. There's a whole new life in COVID. If there's a positive side to COVID, Lewis, it's that a lot of people have decided they're going to learn to hunt, fish, shoot, catch a fish, and put it on the dinner table, and that's a very good thing. Tell me a story, if you've got a good one that comes to mind, about how the U.S. and Canada have worked together internationally to stop wildlife crime.
Well, I know that in the state of Maine up there, they've had several cases of folks coming across the border there and, illegally shooting the moose over there. I know you remember talking to game warden Tom McKinney a few years back, and I remember you asking him, Tom, what kind of moose do you have in Maine? And real quietly, he said, big ones. Well, that's true. And so what's happening is a lot of illegal activity between Canada and Maine up there on the moose hunts and bears, and they're working hand-in-hand with them up there now in several different cases.
It's awesome, the work that takes place, and you can read more about specific stories and membership and all of this important work at the website. Give it to us one more time, Lewis, where we can go and learn more about International Wildlife Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely, Billy. It's wildlifecrimestoppers.org. Look us up, join us, because when you join us, you're helping us fight the thieves and the poachers, so that we can all enjoy our wildlife resources for the future to come.
Takes money to operate, and you guys have some fun fundraisers from time to time. You got anything on the calendar?
Yes, sir. We have, we have the custom-made golf cart that's going to be raffled off April 17th. And I want to give a shout-out. The reason why I say April 17th this year, that we've got National Wild Turkey Federation has become a strategic partner. They hosted a sporting clay event for us at their national facility in Edgefield, South Carolina. And so they decided they wanted to host that for us every year as a fundraiser at their national shooting facility, which is a beautiful shooting facility. And it's going to be in April this year, the 17th, which is when we'll draw for the custom golf cart for the raffle that's going on across the country right now. A couple other things that's going on is the softball games I was mentioning to you. It's already in the works in Maine for this next season coming up. Also, the game wardens in Maine have been working diligently, and they're in the planning stages now of some bear hunts, some turkey hunts, some fishing trips along the coast for stripers, and also some inland bass fishing with several different groups that have already volunteered to be involved with fundraisers. Well, it's not just a fundraiser for IWC. It's our cooperation and partnership with Make-A-Wish Foundation, and also the Outdoor Dream Foundation, helping these children with terminal illnesses to be able to partake in hunting and fishing activities and give them a great time.
Awesome. And when you mentioned the Sporting Clays event in Edgefield, South Carolina in April, you're talking April 2021, obviously.
Yes, sir, 2021. Yes, sir.
Very good. Learn more at the website, and we'll have a link at our website, kinderoutdoors.com. Lewis, always a pleasure to talk with you and catch up with you. And as always, thank you for what you guys do to defend our wildlife and wild places.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I'll be in touch with you.
Hey, let's step out in the yard, stretch our legs a couple of minutes, and meet right back here in this old camphouse at Kinder Outdoors.
coffee's always on, and the conservation, yes, conservation, is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Watch the DSC at work. We are on Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon and DSC's Tracks Across Africa on the Outdoor Channel. Yes, we work hard at DSC, but we also like to go hunting from time to time. Join us on the journey. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kender, and this is our camp house. It's Kender Outdoors. Glad that you're in camp with us this week. Thank you. And by the way, you can catch the show anytime. All of the top podcast carriers know about us. We send them a copy of the show every week, and if you'll just let them know that you'd like a free download to your device every week, they'll do that. You listen when you want to. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. For your hard-working bird dog, even in the hot summertime, it's Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Yes, it's a hot fuel, but it's much easier on your dog just to cut back how much you feed in the hot summertime because they're using less than to switch feeds and then switch back in the fall. Pick up the Pro Plan Performance at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Seems like, Lee, for the past 3 months, all I've done every week is read postponements and cancellations of different events in the outdoor world. And here's another one. Bass announced this week that they're going to cancel the Bassmaster Elite at Cayuga Lake. It was scheduled to kick off this coming Tuesday and run through Friday in the village of Union Springs, New York. They're going to try to reschedule the tournament for another fishery later in the year, but next week is a no-go. Bass does believe that the required testing that has to be done before they can bring all of their tournament anglers and staff into the state can be arranged so that the remaining two Elite Series tournaments in New York, the Bassmaster Elite on the St. Lawrence, July 23 through 26, and Lake Champlain, July 30 through August 2, can continue as scheduled at this time. But next week, no way. Wildlife officials in Ohio and Tennessee were working together back in June to apprehend a suspected poacher who reportedly took an over-limit of walleye on Lake Erie. He kept too many of those rascals. An anonymous report to the Turn In a Poacher hotline about two men from Tennessee and Florida allegedly catching and keeping more than their daily limit of walleye for several days while they were staying in Ohio sent Tennessee officers to one of the men's home. And after doing a little investigating, they seized 28 bags of frozen walleye fillets. And that probably won't be all that's seized in the long run. Hey, we're really excited about this in Texas. I know a lot of you folks that maybe live in Canada or Washington State or Tennessee or places where you have lots of black bears are not going to be real impressed. In fact, you're going to think that they're a nuisance in some cases, but we haven't had them in a long time in Texas, and they're coming back. They were once considered extinct in Texas, black bears. They've steadily recolonized in the Big Bend region and other areas of West and Southwest Texas, coming up out of Mexico. Just in the past couple of weeks, reports of black bears wandering into Fort Davis, Alpine, and Fort Stockton. And then in the exact opposite corner of Texas, the northeast corner, since April, an uptick in black bear sightings in Bowie, Grayson, and Titus counties, coming in from Oklahoma and Arkansas, possibly even Louisiana. I agree with Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Penny Wilkerson. It's inspiring to watch these animals make their return to Texas. They've been gone for more than a century. There is a Purina Pro Plan formula for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, the physical condition. There's a Pro Plan specifically built for your dog. Make the switch to Purina Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, and in, hey, just a couple of weeks, you're going to see a healthier dog. I promise. It's not the bears in Oregon that are threatening everybody these days. It's the deer. A dog was killed by a doe in somebody's lawn in East Medford. Then an Ashland woman was attacked while walking her dog on the Southern Oregon University campus. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is receiving lots of reports of aggressive deer this year throughout Ashland, East Medford, and even in Jacksonville. A total of 15 reports have been received just since the middle of June. This time of year, the black-tailed deer is nurturing and raising their fawns, and they'll protect them against dogs or other perceived threats. Bucks are typically more aggressive in the fall during the rut. However, one aggressive buck has been reported to be on the attack in Oregon as well. This world has gone absolutely nuts. In Alaska, NOAA Fisheries, Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline, they received a report Saturday, June 27th, a couple of weeks ago, that a recreational boat traveling on the west side of Coughlin Island collided with a humpback whale just outside of Ayuki Bay, north of Juneau. The family and the vessel immediately returned to shore, some members transported to the Bartlett Regional Hospital with serious injuries. NOAA Fisheries has not yet received a report of an injured or dead whale in the area. My buddy Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, is going to join me. We're going summertime hunting for exotics like black buck and axis deer. We're also going to hear from pro dog trainer Bob West up in Iowa. It's rattlesnake season, and if you live in an area with rattlesnakes, snake-proofing, snake-training your dog might be beneficial. We're going to talk about it.
It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization, with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. But you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
I've relied completely on Buffalo Wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool. And I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
Hey, my phone number here in the camp house is 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. Give me a call anytime. I'd like to meet you. I've got Larry Wysoon on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now, and he is here to talk to us today about hunting exotics. No, you can't hunt white-tailed deer this time of year, but there are great hunting opportunities. I want to talk about it with you, Larry. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Billy. What a great pleasure to spend time with you and everybody out there. And we're in such a great time, in a horrible time, but a great time, by golly.
That's exactly right, a great time at a horrible time. And a lot of people are making lemonade out of lemons. They had hunts scheduled that maybe had them traveling internationally that obviously you can't. You just can't do that right now. For the most part, that's all shut down. And they're exchanging time abroad or doing their social distancing by hunting some exotic species, which are legal during the summertime in a lot of areas. Right now, you can't hunt a white-tailed deer in the summer, but boy, you can sure go hunt a beautiful axis deer. And it's amazing how many people are doing that.
Billy, you're exactly right. I've visited with a lot of different folks who go, man, I really want to go hunting. I can't because of internationally right now. But they're also looking at it, quite frankly, as not only is it a hunting trip, it's an opportunity during the summertime to get the entire family involved because temperatures are reasonable. And because a lot of them, such as we are here in Texas, where we have a great number of exotic species, not only do we have a great number of species that can be hunted during the summertime, all those species are absolutely fantastic to eat. So it's one of those things, well, you know, I can drive there and then I can either have the meat processed while I'm there or I can bring the meat home to process. And so everybody kind of benefits from it. And you're right. There are more and more people doing that right now.
Lots of exotic hunts. Do your homework before you go. And Larry and I can help you with some eating recommendations here because we're really good at that.
It's one of the few things I do well, Billy. Thank you.
if you're going to go hunt an exotic, there are some beautiful trophies out there, some beautiful memories, but hey, there's also some tremendous meat. You just can't beat axis deer on the table.
You really can't. The axis deer is an unbelievably beautiful animal, as you well know. It stays spotted all its life. The bucks have a tendency to have 3 points per side and get fairly long, up to about 30, 35 inches in terms of beam length. And the meat, even on those old bucks, and really right now we're into kind of almost the tail end of the peak of the rut as far as the axis deer is concerned, although they do breed year-round. There are always a few hard antlered bucks in the herd, no matter where it is. But right now, too, as you just mentioned, it's a fun time to go hunting. The old axis deer, they're out there. The males are roaring kind of a thing, and that they sound that they make. Wish I could duplicate it. But there's also a tremendous number of axis does that can be harvested right now as well, too. And then the accident areas you mentioned out of this world to eat. And then there are also certain areas where they have eland. They have nilgai down in South Texas, down in the deep South Texas part. And that nilgai meat is almost as good as what the accident deer is. And it's the best there is as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And a challenging hunt because unlike that old white-tailed buck that might single off and run by himself during the rut, typically, if you are hunting a buck, axis deer, he's going to be with a herd of anywhere from half a dozen to three dozen other axis deer or more. That's a lot of eyeballs looking around, Larry. So it's a very challenging hunt.
It really is. I mean, it is not a shooting the goose in the barrel kind of thing. And you know what? Actually, I tried that one time many, many years ago, and I found out it was a whole lot more difficult than everybody made me want to believe. But at the same time, you're right. That hunt right now is a perfect time. The temperatures may be a little bit warm, but, you know, basically in Texas, even if you're coming in from out of state, you don't really need a full hunting license. You can buy an exotic license, which is relatively inexpensive. There's several outfitters around the state that offer some out-of-this-world hunting. And again, to me, it's a great way to get the family out. It's a great way to social distance with your family because while you're out there hunting, you're not only going to be hunting for an animal, you're going to see a whole bunch of other different species maybe you've never seen before. But where we have these animals, these exotics, it's unbelievably beautiful habitat. And if you're into bird watching, I'm not a bird watcher, but I do enjoy watching and looking for different species of birds. So all that is such a great time to be doing right now here during the summertime and the benefit of the meat.
Absolutely. You betcha. And, boy, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the wild hogs, not only here in Texas, but
across the
nation. This is a perfect time of year for a pig hunt, whether you hunt with a bow, rifle, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. I was able to get out here about a week ago with one of the new air guns that they have that shoots a bow. To me, it's an arrow. And so it kind of added a little bit to going out on a wild hog hunt. But you're right. The meat of that wild hog, same thing. It is absolutely out of this world good to eat, and if properly cared for, you can't beat it. To me, it's better than what you buy in the store. And people talk about organic meats. There's nothing more organic in terms of those animals living out in the wild, eating true wild different vegetation, and you don't have to worry about all the pesticides, herbicides, and all the other additives that might be put into the production of pork in a confined situation.
Yeah, and it's a lot leaner. It's, like you were saying, a lot healthier. It's all natural pork. And I'll tell you what I love to do with my pigs. I'll shoot one. About 80 pounds is perfect, and I'll take him down to old Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing and have him turn the whole thing into tamales and taco meat for me. Ooh, you just can't beat it.
Well, you're making me hungry just thinking about that. I'll tell you, you're right. That's a perfect way to do it. But, I mean, even so, the people like pork ribs like I do. I love to grill pork ribs. Perfect situation to use that wild pork in that 80-pound. To me, if I'm going to shoot a pig to eat, I don't want it to go much over 80 pounds, somewhere between 40 and maybe 80 pounds. There's enough meat there to where it's really worthwhile to take that animal apart and take him down. But the meat on those things is out of this world good.
You bet it sure is. And, hey, you know, I know you would agree with me. If you're interested in hunting exotics or pigs or whitetail or fishing in saltwater, it doesn't matter. There's a Dallas Safari Club member that would be glad to talk to you and help you out that specializes in that. Biggame.org is a great resource.
It really is. And I'll tell you what, you know, they just recently opened a different membership category. So this is an ideal situation for $45. You get the Game Trails magazine. You get all the benefits, essentially, of what the higher paying of us do in terms of Dallas Safari Club. But it's a brand new membership. You can go to biggame.org to find out more about it. And who knows, if you remember it for a while on that lower level, you may decide to become a life member like you and I are.
That's exactly right. Hey, Larry, wash your hands. Don't sneeze on anybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking forward to it.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. He is also the co-host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV. Check it out. I mentioned my longtime friend Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing. I've got his son Joey on that Kinder Trot line now. And Joey, you guys work wonders with a wild pig. I love the taco meat, the chili meat. The tamales are out of this world.
Yeah, the tamales are really good. Strip jerky. We also have the hog stickers. You've had those before at a couple shows we've done with you. And any of the breakfast sausage, I mean, is really good out of pigs.
Yeah, it is. I like the German sausage, too. It's my favorite. But you guys make an Italian. You make all kinds of sausages. If somebody's going to go hunt a pig specifically to put in the freezer, what, you know, they start getting kind of nasty when they get too big. What's a good cutoff weight to bring in for processing for the table?
I mean, you know when you shoot a nasty pig because they smell. You can smell them from a mile away after you shoot them. But for the main part, 150 is a really good size.
Hi, I'm Frank Gerstenkorn. I have Guns and Gear in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Finest little gun shop in the West. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, get back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. We want you to feel at home in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. Big game.
Let's take a little trip to Iowa on Kinder Outdoors today. Not only does Iowa have legendary cornfields, they've got a legendary dog trainer up there, Bob West. Everybody knows Bob, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Bob West and I have never been to each other's homes, but we've met in a lot of different places. And this time we meet with you sitting on a rock somewhere. What's going on now, Bob?
Well, I'm sitting on a flat rock here at I'm about a half a mile from the bottom end of the Upper Mississippi Wildlife Refuge, if you can envision that. Just wild country, a lot of swamp and stuff, but it's hot.
Yeah, beautiful place to be. Beautiful, even in the summer heat, that's a beautiful place to be. Well, Bob, I appreciate you carving out a little time for me today, because I want to talk about something that's not only important to bird dog guys like you and me, but if you've got working dogs, cow dogs, or if you live in a rural setting and you have dogs, those dogs need to learn how to behave around snakes for their own safety. I want to talk about snake breaking a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about the process itself, snake breaking a dog, Bob.
Okay, Billy, I'm not the world authority on snake breaking, but what the psychologists call aversion training is very similar to what we do on porcupines, stop deer chasing, skunks, whatever. And the objective is to make that animal, the snake or the porcupine, totally aversive to the dog. You want them to associate any sight, smell, sound of that snake with the way I do it is high pressure with a remote collar. And I do that, Billy, with no commands, because the dog and the snake or the porcupine are going to encounter each other beyond our sight, possibly beyond our range of hearing. So the dog has to make its own decision. There are people that train by just telling the dog no and making them get away from the whatever animal it is. But my point, I want the dog to be able to make the decision on his own. So what I do is, you know, you'd have the snake out there on the ground, defanged or whatever, that's, you know, just common sense or and you bring the dog up, you have your collar set on high, you don't say anything at all. When the dog responds to the snake, tries to get closer, is interested in it, you put high pressure on them and hold the pressure until they turn away from the animal. And in that process, maybe one or two go-rounds of that, your hopes are to make that snake smell, sight, sound totally, absolutely aversive to the dog, and the dog wants to get away and stay away from that animal.
Yeah, if you, like me, hunt West Texas quite a bit or Montana, boy, Montana is rattlesnake country in September when bird seasons open up there. And you get in that grass along those creeks and rivers, and you can hear those prairie rattlers down in there buzzing, and we want that to be very offensive the very instant our dog hears it, and we want him to turn and skedaddle.
And get out of there. That's right. Now,
you bet.
I've hunted that country a lot, Billy, but honestly, I don't bring my own dogs down there, so I depend on the fellows that invite me down to hopefully have their dog snake, you know, broke off snakes and not have a problem with it. I remember years ago we were running a trial down around Amarillo, and my God, I think in a half hour brace there were three or four rattlesnake encounters this one particular day, and I don't want any part of that.
No, absolutely not. What about the rattlesnake vaccine that came out a decade or so ago or got popular back then? Are you a believer?
Well, if I lived down there, I probably would investigate with my veterinarian and with other people in the know in the area, but I sure wouldn't overlook it, Billy, because you want, when you get all this time and money invested in not only the emotional side of the dog owner thing, you want to protect them as much as possible. And again, like I say, I'm not an authority on that, but I would sure seek out authorities, and I would think that there might be something to it, but I would double check that. The other thing that I would do is if you hear about a snake break clinic in your part of the country down there that you can get to, even if you have just a family dog and you're not a hunter, in that part of the world down there, you might come, that dog might encounter a rattlesnake. So I wouldn't pass up a chance to get in some snake breaking clinic with one of your local trainers down there. And they would by far know a lot more about the situation than I would, but everything that I can read and see, and I've been involved in a couple snake breaking clinics, it's aversion training is aversion training. You just put high pressure, and I know it sounds cruel, but it's a lot less cruel than having your dog bit by a snake. So you just, when they see, smell, or hear that snake, you put the pressure on them, high level, remote collar, until they turn away. And then you might test them again. And as in everything else in the dog world, Billy, we know in all of our training, we have to refresh it once in a while. So even if you've been to a snake clinic, I would sure go back if I had a chance and double check things. You might be okay. You might have a chance to refresh it.
You bet. And you mentioned that, boy, it sounds cruel. Well, listen, I equate it to us going to the doctor and getting a shot to prevent something bad happening to us down the road. Yeah, there's some momentary pain there for us with that shot, for our dog, yep, with that bump from the collar. But if we learn our lesson from that and don't put a snake in our mouth down the road, it all paid off. Bob West, always a pleasure to talk to you. And I know you're still feeding that good Galena Pro Plan.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, yeah. You bet that.
Hey, that is my longtime friend, Bob West, talking about snake avoidance training for our dogs. Really smart to get it done if you live in a remote or rural area where rattlesnakes are prevalent or even possible. And then, of course, the vaccine on top of that. Hey, a little housekeeping to take care of here before we make a run to the coffee pot. I was talking about axis deer earlier and hunting exotic critters with Larry Wysoon. Texas is a great place to do that. Lots of exotic animals in Texas. And one way to do that on a budget and get a really great hunt is the drawn hunt possibilities. You can apply for draw hunts now. The public hunt drawing system provides opportunities to apply for a wide variety of high quality stuff across the state. Draws for adults, kids only, all kinds of exotics, incredible whitetail deer hunts,
alligators, all kinds of stuff. And you can learn more when you visit me at Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. First application deadline is August 1st, and then the deadlines unfold on the 1st and 15th of each month. The last deadline to apply, November 1st. Dove hunts, deer hunts, it's all in there. Hey, and also, while you're at KinderOutdoors.com, take a look at that time-lapse from Colorado, from the Fish and Game folks in Colorado. The time-lapse of the burrowing owl. They actually burrow. They live in the ground. Cute little bird and a cool time-lapse video for you to watch at KinderOutdoors.com. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
I'm Eli McDonald with the University of Missouri Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trijicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd.
40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water, or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
When you put your love of archery together with your love to hunt, and you match up with pigs in the wild, it can become addicting. That's what my friend Jeff Scott with Cinnamon Creek Archery found out years ago. Let's talk to him about shot placement with our arrows on hogs and other essential information that you'll need before you step out in the woods with the pigs.
No one, I'm convinced that there's not one person in America, I don't care if you've got a TV show or what, no one hunts and shoots pigs any more than you do with a boat.
Now, I know I may know one or two guys that shoot more than I do, but I've shot my share, yes,
yeah,
sir.
You do. You're hard at it.
For sure.
Yeah, and you're passionate about it. You loved pig hunting. If Jeff's got 15 minutes, you're standing in a tree somewhere waiting for those pigs to come by, and you hunt them actively year-round.
That's true. And really, you say year-round, that's true. And I really love the heat of the summer because, you know why? Because everybody else gets out of the woods because it's too hot.
Right.
Well, I just love it because there's nobody else out there but me and the pig. So,
yeah, that's right.
You know, it's me on them. So
yeah, it kind of limits, you know, it helps you to kind of determine where those pigs are going to be in the summer because when it's brutally hot, they're going to be near a cool spot.
I'm fortunate enough to hunt in some river bottom land, so
yeah.
It's pretty much a guarantee that they're going to be along there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were talking earlier in the show about broadheads, and you surprised me when you said you've been shooting your pigs lately with a mechanical. For folks that weren't tuned in earlier in the show, why in the world are you shooting these old tough, thin, thick-skinned pigs with a mechanical?
Well, honestly, because they're really not that tough or thick-skinned.
Yeah.
But and the broadhead I've chosen is cut on contact, and it's going to penetrate and cut regardless of the fact of whether or not it's going it opens or not.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much guaranteed to open. We spoke earlier, I'd chosen the Grave Digger, the hybrid. That head is just brutally wicked, and I have killed maybe 15, 20 pigs with it this year.
Yeah.
I chose it based on some guys here in the shop that have asked, you know, hey, try this, because they had shot maybe one or two pigs with it, and wanted to see, you know, shoot some multiple pigs. You know, maybe I got lucky and didn't hit bone or whatever. And I've pretty much, I wouldn't say I've hit every part of the animal, but you know, I've done it all. I've hit bone. I've you know, passed through everything, and it's been a success every time.
Yeah. Let's talk about shot placement. Very important. It doesn't matter what big game you're hunting. It doesn't matter if you're hunting turkey. Shot placement, very, very, very important. Let's talk about those pigs because they've got a shoulder plate that you kind of need to negotiate when you're going to try to put one down with an arrow.
That's true. Yeah, and I mean, I have a theory that I go by that, you know, I mentioned the word archery nerd earlier, and it kind of drives me nutty. If people would spend more time practicing than they do thinking about, you know, the front of center and is my bow tuned and all that stuff, you know, they would have that shot placement.
Yeah.
And all these things would add up for them, and they'd be successful. But nothing wrong with doing all that, just as long as you practice as well. But shot placement is critical. It's a little different on a pig. You know, you basically want to hit them in the armpit. I had occasion recently where I came upon a big hog that I've been hunting for months. Did not make a good shot on this pig from about 5 yards, and a hairy situation ensued. But
and then probably didn't make the wisest decision to follow him into a no-way-out situation while he's not feeling real good.
No, it was a bad idea. I should have just waited and come back, the next day. But I came upon the pig. He was sitting on his hind end in the pitch black. I did have a pistol with me, but the pig turned on me and was basically at my feet. in a matter of seconds, and I was able to get a few shots off, but it could have been a sticky situation, much worse than it was, but it worked out okay. Not one of those situations you want to tell your wife about, you know, but anyway, it worked out okay, and the pig, I don't know, whatever happened, you know, I managed to get a couple of shots off into him, but he may still be out there, but I kind of doubt it.
Tough situation, man. We're really thankful that he didn't hit you. He could have cut you bad. He could have, that could have been a really bad deal.
It very well could have, and like I told you earlier, I've come upon three or four pigs in that same situation, and it all worked out well. This really could have been ugly if the pig had. I really honestly think he was just trying to get out of the situation he was in too. He wasn't trying to inflict any damage because he sure as heck could have. I had one hand on his back. I mean, that's how close he was, and I was trying to push myself off. I thank goodness I had my hands free. A good headlamp at night is a big recommendation for tracking for you guys who are thinking about hunting at night for pigs, or you know how they come out last light. You're going to end up tracking that pig in the dark. If you get yourself a good headlamp, and it may save you. I really credit that light to helping me out that night.
We want to hit that pig. I've always been taught, and I've always done it this way, quartering away. Is that right?
That's a great choice. It is, because there's a lot of things that can go right with that. There's a few things that can go wrong with it, but you're choosing basically to, you know, where your area of damage can be done is larger instead of totally broadside, and a broadside's a good choice as well. But a lot of times, you know, these pigs are always moving, especially when they're under a feeder, stalking too, really. They're just always moving.
Yeah.
And so I've had multiple shots this year with quartering away, and they've all worked out really well. But I've got some buddies that's really the only thing they'll do. But you just got to think about where that exit is going to occur. So you really want to shoot for your exit on that animal. So, you know, it depends on how hard quartering. Quartering two is not a good idea. Quartering away, like you said, great idea.
Yeah, quartering two, that big shoulder plate we mentioned earlier comes into play. Your arrow has a really good chance of hitting at that 45-degree angle and deflecting.
Yeah, correct. And a lot of guys that are going to encounter pigs this year, they're going to be out there deer hunting. And they may not, you know, they may have an arrow built and set up for, you know, their deer hunting. Like I mentioned earlier, I prefer a mechanical for shooting deer. A quartering away shot with, you know, a lighter arrow or something that's built for distance and speed on a pig instead of trying to challenge that bone in the leg, it's probably a good idea versus shooting completely broadside.
You hunt elevated. You hunt your pigs elevated most of the time, right?
I'm always elevated, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen your setup before on Facebook. You know, every time you post a picture, I expand it, and I'm really looking to see what's Jeff doing down there. I'm picking your brain without having the opportunity to talk to you, but I'm studying. And it looks like you give yourself several opportunities because of wind. I'm sure most folks know this, but a pig can smell better than a bird dog.
Yeah, you know, and I've been on a lot of hunts this year where I was unsuccessful. I mentioned how many I've killed, but good Lord, I've probably hunted, you know, one out of every five times where I am successful. And a lot of that has to do with setup and wind. And those pigs, if you cross their path of where they're going to come into that feeder or whatever setup you have, they're going to wind you. And you can just live with that. It's going to happen. Just, you know, consider yourself, well, I lost this round, but maybe I'll win the battle, you know.
Right.
So their smell is just unbelievable. There's not much you can do. You know, you can do the whole take a shower and scent-free soap and don't use your thermocell and whatever else. But if they cross your path, they've got you.
They can literally pin you down and then they're gone. It's over. Do you use any kind of attractant for hogs? Have you found one that works?
Yeah, the one I found that works the best is corn.
Yep, there you go. They love my corn feeders.
Here's my thing that I tell you. I get this question a lot. If you want to attract pigs, get yourself an electric feeder with a timer. Don't ever let that feeder battery go dead. Don't ever let the corn run out. Just make sure those pigs can count on there being corn on the ground every time they visit that spot. Otherwise, they'll be inconsistent.
Jeff Scott with Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas. He is a wealth of information, especially when it comes to bow hunting pigs. All out of time. But I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together in this old camp house and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.